This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod following up Wednesday night game one, round two between the Winnipeg Jets and your Montreal Canadiens from Winnipeg, and a disgusting end to an otherwise fantastic game by the Habs. Canadiens now up 1-0 in the series after a 5-3 win in game one, but all you're left with right now is thinking about Jake Evans, who took a nasty, nasty hit, just a disgusting hit from Mark Scheifele after scoring the fifth goal into the empty net. Awful stuff, and I guess I'll do the Scheifele stuff up front and talk about the rest of the good stuff afterwards. That was just... I've already seen online coming out of the game that a few people arguing, well, hard to say, might have been targeting the chest. Absolutely not. That was obviously a dirty hit. Very dirty. Intent to injure. Come on, let's use our heads. Mark Scheifele should absolutely be suspended for the rest of the series for that hit. That was after the guys... If you saw that in any other scenario, think for a minute. You see that in any other scenario, where the guy scores the game-winning goal and then just gets destroyed like that. It's obviously a dirty, disrespectful thing. And it has no space in any sport. That's like a guy fucking catching a free catch and the guy just coming at him full speed, unprotected. And I'm not convinced he'll even get suspended a game. Hopefully for several games, if the NHL is at all serious. But it'll be, Sean Gentile was tweeting it after the game on Wednesday night. This thing will be whitewashed by tomorrow. We'll have explanations and angles, and it'll be, well, targeting of the chest. Trying to make a hockey play. Shut the fuck up. No. It was a dirty hit, and it's obvious to anybody. He needs to be suspended for the whole series. And of course, I'm sure George Parris will mess this up. Otherwise, the Habs get at least I thought, unexpected win in game one. Rust versus rest, and it would... Here, the Jets in the early going, at least, were a little rusty, and the Canadiens carried all that good stuff that they brought to Game 7 against the Leafs into Game 1 of this series. No Paul Stastny for the Jets in this one. That one, kind of the big story heading into the game. The Canadiens, of course, maintained the same lineup as the one that won against the Leafs in Game 7. Remember that? Yeah, the Habs do a lot of things well. This was probably their best game. Actually, I would say this was their best game of the playoffs. Just 3 minutes 30 seconds into the game, Petrie with a perfect tip-in to set up Kotkaniemi, who apparently he just scores in the playoffs. That's just what he does. His fourth goal of these playoffs. The kid KK's got himself... yet another, and the Habs found themselves up 1-0. 2 minutes after that, and it's Corey Perry creating another one. This one, he created for Staal by skating right into an elbow. Corey Perry got no problem skating right into an elbow to create a goal. Staal sitting there all by himself to drive it home. We're less than 6 minutes into the first period, and the Montreal Canadiens find themselves with a 2-0 lead. That was until Gustafsson made one of the worst play of the playoffs, and maybe one of the worst plays of the season for the Canadiens, on a Habs power play. He shoots it to absolutely no one in the corner, then just a truly shit puck battle from him. And Lowry heads off in the other direction, scores the shorthanded goal, and scores back to 2-1. Momentum swings the other way for the Jets a little bit there. You get the sense that, oh... maybe this is what will bring the Jets into this series. However, Joel Edmondson with a beautiful pass creates a 2-on-1, and Suzuki, oh, wow, wow, wee wow. quote the great philosopher Borat. An incredible goal by Suzuki with all the patience in the world to tuck it past Hellebuck, and the two-goal lead restored for the Habs. 3-1 the advantage. They would make it 4-1 before the period was over, but it would immediately be called back for goalie interference by Kotkaniemi. Jake Evans, on his birthday, would ping one off the post before the end of the period. Price, of course, back to work. Another one of his patented monster slides across, the big save on Scheifele in that first period. And after 20 minutes, it was 3-1. The shots were 12-11 for the Canadiens, and Corey Perry, in addition to creating that Eric Staal goal, was really getting under the Jets' skin, particularly Scheifele. There were some skirmishes to end the period, not like what would come by the time of the third, but these two teams, for all the, there wasn't much disdain, there wasn't much animus between these two teams, certainly. Nothing of a rivalry. I always call the Jets my second favorite team. I like Jets fans. I root for the Winnipeg Jets in pretty much every scenario. But these two teams, they don't seem to like each other at all as far as the players go. It was apparent in this one. Question was, would we see Gustafsson again after that error? Well, we did see him again 3 minutes into the second period. We wouldn't see him at all in the third, though. There'll be questions, of course, about whether or not he comes out for that mistake and who goes in. As I understand it, John Merrill is healthy again. I might be wrong about that, but I thought I read that Merrill was good to go if need be. So he might get in instead of Romanov if Gustafsson even comes out. We shall see. But he didn't play at all in the third, and that mistake he made on the power play was ugly. That's reason to not play him. Like, if that's what you're scared Romanov's going to do, I guess. Midway through the period, a very weird roughing penalty was called on Kotkaniemi. Even Ehlers, who was the one who was quote-unquote roughed on the play, was a little confused about it. Even Hockey Night in Canada, even the broadcasters were confused. And not one of them had the guts to call what Scheifele did to Evans at the end of the game a dirty hit at all, which I don't understand. Don't understand. But as Rabbit Habs' own Ian Boisvert said on the Twitter, that's not even a regular season penalty. Just a weird call. But puck don't lie. Habs killed that one off. Caulfield and Suzuki would get a couple fast breaks on the same shift later in the period. Hellebuck making barely a save on Caulfield, but making it all the less. Caulfield need to shoot a little more, which I'm surprised to say about Caulfield because he shoots plenty, but he was holding on to it a little longer in game one than would have liked. The second opportunity, the puck kind of bounced away from the Suzuki pass, and Caulfield didn't really have a chance on that one. Anderson, he'd get a chance as well, a nice backhand off, but Hellebuck equal to the task. The Jets would kind of swarm at the end of the period, but no problems. Well, Carey Price was still 3-1 after two periods. The shots in that middle frame were 11-9 for the Jets, but I thought the Habs were the better team through all three periods of game one. And despite getting outshot by a couple in that second, I still think they had control of that game after 40 minutes. Third period, midway through, Pierre-Luc Dubois on a it looked like Jeff Petrie's probably screening Price. And Forbort, well, yes, my son is also named Forbort. He beats Price, and it was a one-goal game. Habs would get a lucky puck over the glass penalty, though, and take advantage as late in the penalty, Shea Weber? Yes, Shea Weber somehow gets a breakaway on the power play. He wouldn't score on it, but Brendan Gallagher was there to clean it up. The Canadiens restored that two-goal advantage once again. However, the Jets would make it interesting, pulling the goalie Hellebuck out, and Kyle Connor, who's been just a menace to the Canadiens, as well as the entire North Division all season long, he made it a one-goal game once more, 1:42 left, and then, of course, what happens is Evans chases one down, has a easy put in to put the Canadiens up 5-3, and Mark Scheifele turns into a piece of shit. Habs are up 1-0 in round two. That's good, but it's just really unfortunate that the Shifley hit on Evans had to leave feeling like that in the game. You know, again, the CBC broadcast or Rogers Sportsnet broadcast was kind of comparing it to the Perry on Tavares hit. Like, it's a split second. Not even close. That's bullshit, man. It was an obviously dirty hit. And I hope Shifley gets suspended for a long time for it, because there was just no respect. Just a disgusting play. And you want to get that out of the game. Nobody wants to see that. I'm kind of a barbarian about it sometimes. I enjoy fighting. I enjoy hits. I think they probably should be taken out of the game because people get their brains messed up. But I can get up for a fight still. But that, nobody wants to see that. Shifley was an insane person. He's losing his goddamn mind. Oh, and I should mention before I get out that Edmondson's game, man, that's worth actually having a conversation about. Edmondson played definitely his best game as a Hab. That was an incredible game. He was doing things. He didn't have a stick at one point and found himself in what should have been a troublesome scenario, and he just completely took it, managed to create a turnover and got possession back for the Habs. That beautiful pass on the Suzuki goal, Edmondson was a monster, man. He was definitely the best Habs blue liner on the night. Played, I'd say, the best game I've ever seen him play, and maybe the best game any Habs defenders played in these playoffs, too. Just great stuff from him. So, nice job there. Well, Habs up 1-0 in this series. We'll see what happens. Obviously, that's going to be the main conversation following this game, is what happens to Shifley. He's a big player for them, too. You know, that it shouldn't weigh into the decision, but it probably will. Evans have been doing so well, man, and on his birthday. But he's been doing so well on that line with Deneau and Gallagher. I'm assuming zero chance he's back after this, so we'll see who slots in. Should be nothing but good vibes after that win. Should be feeling great. A gross play like that just takes it all away, and the NHL will probably twiddle its damn thumbs about it. All right, that's the episode. Find me on Twitter at ZachTropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias. Of course, make sure to follow at RabbitHabs, as Ian, the aforementioned Ian Waver, will be tweeting from that. Make sure you're following, finding out, checking out RabbitHabs.com throughout the playoffs. Playoffs always means a little more content, probably. Everybody's a little more engaged, except me, because I get too nervous in the Toronto series to pod after those games. But was able to do it after this one. Just a little aggravated, turns out. A little angry at Mark Shifley. All right, till next, take care.